Hey, Chip Chat listeners. This year, we'll be broadcasting live Chip Chat episodes from IDF in San Francisco at the Moscone Center, September 13th and 14th. You can listen in at blogtalkradio.com/chipchatidf2011. Stay tuned for more details and times.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Ben Kepis in the studio with me. Ben is founder of and managing director of Diversity Limited. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks, Allison. It's great to be here.
Ben, I think that you are the first New Zealander to ever make it on any of my podcast programs. You're also quite a celebrity online around the cloud space. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and what is your role within the cloud arena?
Sure. So I've been commenting on the space now for a number of years. I'm one of only a handful, I guess, of neutral and independent analysts, commentators, bloggers around the space. And I'm pretty active in the different communities on Twitter and on different platforms and that. I do a lot of consulting with both large and small organizations. And fundamentally, I'm a guy that owns and runs small businesses. So I'm really passionate around cloud computing as an enabler for those businesses to really get a level of technology that they simply couldn't get in the old models.
When I was doing research for this program, I went to your blog site and noticed that you had written a funny blog, which is defining the cloud. What led you to write that blog, and why are we still having that conversation?
Yeah, it's a really funny thing. I mean, unfortunately, what happens with any technology that has got so much attention as cloud is that you have this life cycle, and initially there's a lot of denial from a lot of quarters, and then you get to the point where everyone is labeling their product as, in this case, cloud, regardless of whether that's the case or not. So I think what needs to happen is those of us that are independent, that aren't vendor-aligned, need to kind of put a stake in the ground and draw some common definitions. I mean, the other problem we have with cloud is that it's such a broad term, and that's why the definition part is quite difficult for a lot of people.
So how do you define it?
So I really like Dave Nielsen from CloudCamp's definition. He developed the awesome OSSM definition that says that the cloud is on-demand, is scalable, self-service, and metered. And so that kind of covers all the bases. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of complexity that falls out of that, but that's a simple definition that people can get their heads around.
I was wondering what trends you're particularly following, maybe some of the Uber trends that will transform how we view and utilize cloud.
So the first thing I'd say is that cloud is an enabler that's letting a bunch of things converge. And so you have things like the move towards mobile applications and mobile devices, the move towards multiple form factors, the move towards much more flexibility, both in terms of applications and working situations. And kind of that is all drawn together and enabled by the cloud. I think the second thing is that there's the risk, those of us that watch this space carefully and intimately get a little bit dogmatic about cloud. And so there's all the discussions about, is private cloud the true cloud? And does this cloud really, constitute the cloud, or does it constitute something else? And while a private cloud may not meet someone's purely dogmatic, puritanical definition of what cloud really is, at the end of the day, if it brings cloud-like advantages to organizations, then I think we need to stand up and embrace that.
Do you think there's been anything surprising that's come out in terms of unique solutions that you weren't expecting?
One thing that I've been interested in reading about lately is Zynga's approach towards the cloud. And I think it's interesting that they have a very hybrid approach towards what they do, that early games are on the cloud when demand is unpredictable and is spiking, but as soon as it resolves to a predictable level, they're moved in-house. And I think that's quite a pragmatic and a positive approach towards a cloudy world.
When you look at some of the challenges that the cloud has faced in terms of public perception, the recent outages at Amazon and Microsoft, what has this taught us about the utilization of cloud and how enterprises need to be approaching deployment of cloud services and the way they manage reliability within their own environments?
Sure. So there's a couple of things there. I mean, at the end of the day, it's utterly unrealistic to think that cloud is any different from other technology in that it has outages and things fall over sometimes. But I think the second thing is that more and more we're realizing that whereas some people would say that with cloud, all responsibility is abstracted away from the customer, the reality is that users of cloud computing need to think about their relationship with their vendor as a partnership, and there's responsibilities that both sides of that partnership bring to the relationship. Things like designing for failure, things like not just spinning up some Amazon stuff and hoping it's going to work, but really thinking about the design parameters. And Netflix is always held up as the organisation that has done that and has designed for failure and generally doesn't suffer when there's Amazon outages. I mean, admittedly, with this last one, there were some issues for Netflix, but they're doing a good job of keeping some good design for failure within their organization.
And thank God, because I don't know what I would have done with my evenings without my on-demand movies during that time period. When you approach small businesses that you work with, how do you get them prepared for utilization of cloud, and how do you see the value to them differ from an enterprise?
Sure. I mean, I think for small businesses, it's really about the democratization. And so, you know, I mean, I own and run a number of small businesses myself. So the reality there is that the redundancy question is kind of secondary to the fact that, you know, as a small business, I can achieve services that I never would have been able to afford before. So even if I don't get a level of redundancy that is, you know, up to the nth degree, I'm getting a service, admittedly, you know, patchy at times, that I wouldn't have hoped to get before. And I think that's the difference between, you know, SMB and enterprise. Democratization is a huge factor of cloud for SMB.
When you look out in 12 months, if we were to do a podcast again, Ben, what do you think would be the top topic on our minds about cloud computing?
So I think I'm hoping, and I think we will be at a place where we're a lot more mature in the cloud, where these existential debates around private cloud and public cloud have ceased to be, and we've reached a sort of common basis around definitions, use cases, and around standards. I'm hoping we're at a place where more and more we're all pulling in the right direction for the betterment of all, really.
Fantastic. Well, Ben, I've been excited to have this episode with you. You are truly one of the visionary thinkers when it comes to cloud computing, and I'm so happy that you are on the program.
Awesome. It's been great. Thanks for having me.